Good morning and welcome to Victory Baptist Church. If you'd please take your Bible, let's turn to the book of Ephesians for our scripture this morning. Ephesians chapter 5. We are going to be reading the first three verses. And if you are able, would you please stand for the reading of the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read in unison together beginning on verse 1 through verse 3. The Bible says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. This will be part two of the Christian's walk. The Christian's walk. In this new year of 2020, as we have the theme of revival, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Psalm 85, verse 6. We are looking to God to do a reviving work in our hearts, in our lives, and in our homes. As we think about the Christian's walk, walk is a term the Bible uses quite a bit to describe the Christian living, or a person who is just living day in, day out, taking steps, going somewhere, living their life. It is described as their walk. In other words, what they're doing, what they're thinking, where they're going, what they're working on is described here as a walk. God wants us to walk worthy. We saw that last week in chapter 4 of Ephesians. The Bible says, "Walk worthy," in verse 1, "of the vocation wherewith ye are called." Salvation that God has provided for us and called us to, and also his will for our life in service to him. God wants us to walk, to live in a way that's fitting, that's acceptable for the high and holy calling we have. One of the things emphasized in walking worthy is with lowliness, with humility, not with cockiness, not with a know-it-all kind of attitude or anything like that, but with humility, preferring others above ourselves, being long-suffering. This is the way God wants us to live as a Christian. We also saw last week that God wants us to walk differently than we used to. The Bible describes in chapter 4, verse 22, God says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. The way we used to live is not the way God wants us to live. He doesn't want us to live following the, what kind of lusts? Deceitful lusts. Lusts are desires, strong desires, oftentimes bad. Most of the time bad, and these are definitely bad. And God says, I don't want you to live that way any longer, following those desires that are not going to satisfy. They offer satisfaction. They're deceitful. They say, oh, this is what you want. This will make you happy. But you know what? They only bring you sorrow and pain and consequences. And so God says, I don't want you to live like you used to live, but he wants us to walk and be renewed in our mind by the Spirit of the Lord. Verse 23, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." So God wants us to walk worthy. He wants us to walk differently because we're a new creature in Christ. And then notice now in chapter 5, we're going to see that God wants us to walk in love. chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, "Be therefore followers of God, followers of God as dear children." So God is saying, I want you to follow me as dear children. What are dear children? The idea here of dear children, a loved and precious child. Dear. Oftentimes we start a letter and we'll say, "Dear Mason, I hope you're doing well." When I wrote to Kara before we were married, I write, "Dear Kara, I hope work is going well. I sure miss you," right? Dear. And God says we are to follow him as dear children. You know what that means? We're loved by the Father. We're loved by the Father. We're precious. Another word for dear would be precious. Precious children. God says, I want you to follow me like precious children like to follow their father. You know what? That's how God wants us to follow him. We are loved by him. Notice verse 2. Would you help me read the first four words? And walk in love. Love. Walk in love. All right. So as dear children, we are loved already. We are precious. And God wants us to follow him as precious children. We have a heavenly Father who loves us. And he wants us to follow his example and to walk with him. But he says here in verse 2, walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We are to give our lives to God like God has given his life for us. God has loved us. And in the Christian's walk, the way God wants us to live is, as we saw, different from the old man, because we're a new creation in Christ. He wants us to live and walk in a way that's worthy, that's fitting for who we are in Christ. And he wants us to walk, he says here, in love. Walk in love. This is, I'm sure, this love that God wants us to walk in is love, first of all, to God. To God. He wants us to love him. Did you know that one wonderful thing you can do in serving the Lord is to love God? Who is the audience? Who do we sing to, I should say? Who do we sing to? God. Yeah, even though we're gathered here, but you know what? We aren't really singing to one another, although we can have the benefit of singing to one another. But you know what? Our song is to be lifted to the Lord, to sing unto the Lord a new song, to sing from our heart, to love God. Did you know that the greatest commandment in all the Word of God is to love God? Jesus said that to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength is the greatest commandment. It is absolutely the greatest commandment, to love God with our whole heart. Let me ask this. In the verses we read, God says we are to follow who? Follow God. And how? What Bible word did the Bible use? What word did the Bible use? Follow God as what kind of children? Dear children. Dear children. And what does that mean? God wants me to follow him as a precious child follows and looks up to his dad. A precious little child, you know? It's cute sometimes the way a child will want to be like their dad. They'll want to wear their dad's shoes. or put on their dad's coat. But you know what? God wants us to follow him. Where do you think he's going to take us if we follow him? Well, ultimately to heaven, but I think we've got a few days to live before we go to heaven. God says in the next verse, what does it mean to follow? He says to walk in love as Jesus loved us. Jesus loved you. He gave his life so that you could be saved. Jesus died on the cross for your sins so that you could be saved, so that I could be saved. And you know what God calls us to do? To follow him. Not only to follow his example, but to follow his directions for our life. Jesus lived a godly life, and Jesus is a good example. He's a good example of loving his Father. He's a good example of caring about other people. Jesus is a good example for us to follow. But you know what? Walk in love. All right? So God wants us to love him first. Right? God wants us to love him with our whole heart, soul, and strength. Everything that we have, God wants us to love him. Did you know that you can love God? You can love him. You can sing from your heart to the Lord. You can love God. And listen at this. God wants us also to love others. To love others. And he wants us to give ourselves. Notice what it says in verse 2. Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us. God wants us to give. Do you know what love is? Love is not just words. It's good for a man to tell his wife that he loves her. But you know what? If his actions aren't loving, the words really are empty. God wants us to love in truth. God wants us to love him in truth. You know what? We can go through empty activities and not love God. We can sing, oh, how I love Jesus. And we can, do you think that pleases God? It doesn't. God wants us to love him from our heart. Let's notice 1 John. You can keep your place in Ephesians, but let's go to 1 John. That's right towards the end of the Bible, chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. What is the Bible saying here? First of all, it's saying we shouldn't just love God with words, empty words. God is saying, I don't want you to just love me with words, with your tongue. You can say anything. But he says, I want you to love with our deeds. With our deeds. That's what we do, the way we live. And in truth. And in truth. So he says, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Do you think God knows if we're truly loving him? Yeah. Did you know it's not automatic? It's not just that God's been good and I went to church, so I guess I loved him? No. No, there's lots of people who God is good to. And they went to church, but they haven't loved God. Now, let's not talk about all them, but let's think about our own life. Am I loving God? God says to be followers of him as dear children and to walk in love. To walk in love as Christ has loved us. Are we loving God back? Are we giving our lives? You know, this morning in our Sunday school lesson, we learned about Elisha. Elisha. You know, that day when Elijah, the prophet of God, came along when Elisha was farming his field, and Elijah cast his coat onto Elisha, indicating that you need to follow me. You're going to take up my place in serving God. And you know what? Elisha was committed, and he gave his all to follow the Lord. He left the oxen. He left the farm. He killed some of those oxen, and he used the instruments of farming, those wooden instruments, he used those to build the fire, the farewell dinner, when he said goodbye to his family and went off to serve the Lord and to learn from Elijah. There was dedication, you know, love in deed and in truth. To love in deed, it's going to show in our life, in the way we listen, in the way we are willing to serve, the way we're willing to help. So God wants us to love him first. God wants us to love him first. Who does he want us to love second? Love others. If God wants us to love others, where should we start? Loving God and loving others. Are you going to be a dear follower of the Lord? It says here in verse 1, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." You know, when you light a candle, it fills the room with a nice aroma. That's what this sweet-smelling savor is talking about. When you obey God, when you follow God, when you love him, when you love others, do you know what it is to God? It's a, "Oh, that's beautiful." It's a sweet-smelling savor. It's a joyful aroma. Oh, wow. You know, I walked in, I was in True Value yesterday looking for some salt, some bags of salt. And you know what? As I walked down one of the aisles, I smelled something that smelled very good. Very good. And I thought, what is that? Boy, it's nice. It was a nice, maybe pine, kind of a pine smell. And I thought, boy, that really is good. And I turned to look, and there on the shelf, there were these little candles. They were not any bigger. They were smaller than a normal drinking glass. Little candles. And I looked at it, and I, oh, yep, that is what smells so good. And I took a little closer smell. And then I looked at the price and I thought, oh, I better leave it there. Maybe now I'll have to go and buy one. But, you know, a sweet smelling savor. So as you live your life, remember, God is smelling you. What is he smelling? Is your behavior, is your the way you live, are you following him? Are you doing what is right? Are you walking in obedience? God says we need to walk in love like Christ loved us. Loving who first? And loving who second? Others. Others. God wants us to walk in love as we follow him. Are you following the Lord? All right, let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and Lord, we do pray that you would help us. It is easy for us to only think about ourselves. But Lord, I pray that you'd help us to follow you as a precious child, loved by you, but help us to love you, to walk in love, to give ourselves for you and to care about others whom you also love. Lord, we thank you for this. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.